Tomorrow morning at 10, a grand opening will be held for Timmins Hall at Silver Springs Park. It's been a long road to get to this point. 5.5 years ago, the Friends of Timmins Temple was formed to save the Native Ozark stone structure from the wrecking ball. The former African-American church was going to be torn down to make way for apartments. Lori Tack, Betty Ransom, and Paula Ringer are with me today to talk about the building and the effort to save it. Betty, you lived right next to the church growing up. What was it like growing up next to it?
It was really a wonderful spiritual experience. Even though I did belong to another church, I always used to listen to the music that flowed out of Timmins Temple. And it was almost like a magnet. It would draw you in. And when I heard that it was going to be destroyed, it just really broke my heart, because to think of all that had gone on there, the families that were there and the people that had grown up inside that church and all the contributions that that church had made to the people in the neighborhood.
How did the effort to save Timmins Temple get started?
Well, first of all, you know, it came before council. It was going to be demolished. Midtown neighborhood made an appeal to save the church. David Aslake, who served on the Landmarks Board with me, called me up and said, we need to do something. And so that was kind of the beginning of the team. David reached out to Lori, who was very involved with trails that went around the church. And so it really was the power of the team that really made this happen.
I think it was amazing to see how many people were skeptical. Everyone wanted to be saved, but everyone was skeptical until we got the donation from the developer to kickstart it. And then to see it actually happen and people jump on board with a huge passion, like, they started to believe.
And Betty Ransom hopes this isn't the only historic African-American structure to be saved.
I would like to alert the Black community to keep your eyes and ears open about any of our heritage that is about to be torn down. Now you know where to go and who to talk to. There's an old saying, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you, and that's the way it's been. So from now on, when you hear something's going to happen, bring it to us so we can do something about it, and you can get involved and do something about it.
I'm Michelle Skaliski, KSNU News.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's going to cut you down.